It's the Al Reed Show.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin. When Mr. Bloom comes around, don't let him in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll stay with us for the next 30 minutes, because from here on, we're turning life round just to show you the funny side. Introducing us to ourselves, here's Al Reed.
She says, oh, she says, as good as you, says. Anyhow, that month you went through it for Thursday night, I know, because I really think I'll do chip shop to God, sir. So, oh, no, before I should have told you, their friend had been round. I could see there was something wrong. He says, what's this about our Nelly? I thought, hello. I says, oh, I says, for why, see, never let on. So, before that, I'm telling a lie. She jumped up. I knew what was coming. Says, oh, says, you'll come this trick once too often. I says, oh. She went white. She was blazing. I says, no. I said, oh, yes, no. Oh, I'm telling a lie. He says, it's not for what it is. It's a nasty way it's been done. I thought, right, monkey. Do forgive me. We don't seem to be able to do without that, do we? But then, there are so many things in life we can't do without. And what is more essential than the domestic water supply? But as we turn on the tap to fill that kettle, how many of us stop to think of the tremendous feat of engineering and smooth efficiency which makes it all possible? You've hardly time to draw your chair up to the table, let alone raise your cup to your lips. And what do you get? Does that tea taste funny to you? That's the wife from the kitchen.
Funny, why? What? They've done something to this water. That's all the water I've had since they came and turned it off this morning. I don't know what they're playing at. They've been tramping in and out all day with their muddy boots trying to find a stop tap. Made me empty all those cupboards, and then they found one of them and had blown his cap on it.
Well, I could have told you. I'm sick and tired of it. You're as much to blame for letting them do it. Six of them sat on that wall now, and every one of them's got a mug of tea in his hand. Well, I'm not going out to them again. I only asked one, Alan, would be before I could have a cup, and he said, come and have a sup of this. Hard boiled egg. That's all I've had all day. I had to boil that in ginger beer. Well, what are you worrying about? They'll have it on in 10 minutes. That's what they said when they came and turned it off. Caught me in the middle of a shampoo as it was. Just look at my hair. I'd like a lot of cattails. Well, it makes you look younger. You'd anything about you. They've been out there before now and shifted them, but no, you'll sit there. I should have filled that coal bucket twice and you've cracked on, you've not heard me. I don't know what's come over you. You seem to have a mind of your own at all. Just the same with those men who came to that gas leak. I sent you out to stop them playing football and you finished up in goal. They didn't score. But it's not right. We should be without water like this. Why don't you go and tackle them with it? I think you're fried. Have you finished? In
could have saved all...
What trouble? There's no trouble. These men are experts. They'll have it done in no time.
Have it done in no time?
Watch them at it, you begin to wonder, and the Johnny Noel in charge who knocks on your door doesn't eat down it.
Oh, dear, I thought you'd come to turn the water on.
Turn it on? That's a good one, I say, that's a good one. Spent all morning trying to find out how to turn it off. Too old mould in it now. Don't let go. Well, I've seen nothing like it. I say, I've seen nothing like it. Whoever let that get like this wants 10 years, I'm not kidding.
Well, it's not my fault.
Somebody's fault. Has the Borough Surveyor been round?
No.
Should be out when he does. You should have had us up here months ago.
Well, I thought it was a corporation job.
Aye. Shove your house 2 yards the other side, it would be. See, every one of these men should have been finished at 12 o'clock. They're on time and half as it is. I've sent one of them off now. Been gone 3/4 of an hour. We can't do a thing till he gets back.
Oh, has he gone for some too?
No, he's gone for some chips. Have you thought how you're going to have your bath done?
They didn't want doing.
They do now.
Oh, dear, have you had to dig them up?
Dig them up? Gone down that far, they forgot what they're looking for. Is this your phone?
Pardon?
I'll get through to our shop. Hello? Hello? Is that you, Tommy? You've landed in the right mess here. I say, it's a bally mix-up. Well, we've seen no mains.
So you've sent us out without the tackle?
We don't get some coke for this brazier, this fire's got to go out. And there's nothing like enough tar. Just a minute, I'll ask him. Could we leave our tar bar on your lawn till Monday? Hello, eh? Well, do what you like. But if you're going to send a bulldozer, we'll have to knock his wall down. Make you stick at our shop.
Well, I don't know what to do now. Can you tell me when you're going to turn the water on?
Water? Don't ask me. I'm from the gas.
Two's company, three's a crowd, but what a happy crowd if it happens to be the Hedley Ward Trio.
Comes along the love suddenly, brother, are you happy and excited? Comes along the love suddenly, everywhere you go you're feeling invited. Comes along the love suddenly, every dream you had becomes ignited. You just begin to live, comes along the love. Comes along the love suddenly, though you never sang, you always sing. Yeah. Comes along the love suddenly, chimes you never heard before keep ringing. Yeah. Comes along the love suddenly, night and day your heart is silent, bling. Yeah. You love each day you live, comes along the love. I don't care how you're feeling now. You sparkle and you bubble. See each bluebird double. Comes along the love suddenly. Petty little things no longer faze you. Comes along the love suddenly. Everyone around you seems to praise you. Comes along the love suddenly. You discover things that just amaze you. You just begin to live. Comes along the love. You're feeling now. You sparkle and you bubble. See each bluebird double. Comes along the love. Suddenly petty little things no longer faze you.
comes along alone. Everyone around you seems to praise you. Comes along alone. Suddenly you discover things that just amaze you. You just
begin to live,
and really love.
Now what comes next?
Forgot the words.
I've missed the bus.
I've paid the rent.
I've had a shave.
I've hurt me hand.
We'll get the sack.
We'd better stop.
I said stop.
Comes along alone.
Thank you very much. Nice lads, the Hedley Ward trio. And do you know they're inseparable? They won't go anywhere without each other. Mind you, it's a bit crowded in bed.
Oh, Al, we'd all like to congratulate you very much on winning your National Radio Award.
Well, thank you. Yes, thank you very much. It was a great thrill, and going down to London, meet all the stars.
Yes, you'd meet the famous Archie Andrews. I bet he was pleased being on a member of a winning team.
Yes, he'd only one complaint. Like he said to me, you've got to take the bruff with the smooth. Of course, for cheeky youngsters, you'd go a long way to beat the kid I saw in the hairdresser's shop the other day. Came in with his father, and from the moment he got inside the barber's shop, none of us had a moment's peace.
Are all these people before us? Dad? Dad, are they all before us? Why don't you answer? My mother won't half shout when we get home. You should have brought me last week like my mother said, shouldn't you, Dad? Leaving things till the last minute like you always do. Oh, look, there's Mr. Jones. He can't find a seat. There's one over there. He's racing that old man for it. He'll get it. He won't. Oh, that's not fair, is it? Daddy's tripped him up. Hello, Mr. Jones. Where's your other face? Oh, yes, he has, Dad. Told Mother he was two-faced yesterday. Hello, old man. Is that a beard, or have you got your face on upside down? What's the matter with his head, Dad? What's the matter with his head, Dad? Is it shiny on top? What do you keep telling me to hush for, Dad? I'm only asking a question. What's the matter with his head, then? Bald? What's bald, Dad? Hasn't any hair. And why, Dad? Why, Dad? Why hasn't he any hair on? Did it come off? Will mine come off, Dad? I'll be bald then, won't I? Dad! Will you still love me when I'm bald? Hey, Dad! Dad! Have you seen what it says on that notice? Children under 7, half price. Why did you tell the barber I was 6 when you know very well I'm 8 and a half? Hey! Hello, Mr. Barber. My dad has a strap like yours. Are you going to hit that gentleman with it? Oh, see. Look what you've gone and done. You've knocked all my marbles out of me hand. There's one rolled under that barber's chair. Shall I get it, Mr. Barber? Well, I'm only telling you for your own good, because if you step on my marble while you have that razor in your hand, you might slip, and if you slip, you'll cut that gentleman's ear off, won't you, Mr. Barber? If you cut that gentleman's ear off, can I have it?
And here's that man of magic, 3 pianos, 1 under each arm, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Frith.
Thank you.
Yes, stand by, everybody, because here and now we're taking the lid off. The luxury of eating. Food is something we cannot do without. Even in the days of primitive man, it was a problem. But in those days, it wasn't so much cooking it as catching it. What must it have been like for the caveman when the pangs of hunger began to strike? I mean, he'd hardly time to pick up the new slab, let alone find out how they went on at Stonehenge. And what did he get? How much longer are you going to sit there sharpening your flint? That's the mate from the crevice. Flint, why, what? You have no shape in you at all. If I'm not sick and tired of rhinoceros... It's anything for the easiest with you. Get sat down on that easy rock and there's no shift in you. When you get in that soft, I could scream, you'll chase nothing. You see, you played about with that dinosaur until it got away. Well, it was all bones. Get your hair cut. When I think what they sit down to next cave but one. See, the other day, you knew very well we'd nothing for dinner, and I told you my mother was coming. And all you could say was, oh, good, let's have her. But, of course, all that was ages ago. Today? How different today, when countless thousands can be fed with speed and efficiency in a self-service restaurant. Simply by taking a tray and joining that moving line of people, you can get a meal in a matter of seconds. Let's tag on to the end of this typical queue in a serve-yourself cafeteria.
You're not queuing up for a meal, are you? You'll be lucky. I say you'll be lucky. You're going the wrong way around for a start.
Oh, dear, I must get a quick lunch.
Quick lunch? The way they're going on here, you'll want bed and breakfast. Well, you can tell. I've not moved for 10 minutes and I'm only going round for a knife. Well, you can see for yourself what you've got in front of you. They've got to shift all that lot down this side. Then there's these round the corner. And there's another chap to go in front of you. I'm keeping his place.
Well, will he be long?
I hope not. He's gone across the road for some sandwiches.
Well, it's worth hanging on for. There's roast pork on the menu.
You can forget that.
Oh?
Crossed off as soon as it's printed.
Is it?
What? Didn't you see that fella laughing his head off at the menu?
No. What's funny about it?
Well, he should know. He's the bloke who's just pinned it up.
Well, perhaps I'd better try some of that cottage pie.
You want your brains washing.
Pun?
I say, if you can eat that, you can eat anything. They pushed me off with a plateful of it yesterday. I'm not kidding. I only had one mouthful. I put it down on the floor and the cat went for me. And in any case, I wouldn't chance any of that haddock.
Wouldn't you?
It won't locking up.
Well, it says today's special.
Aye. It says tomorrow's early closing, but you'll be able to smell it.
Oh, dear, do you think I could get a quick cup of tea?
Dishwater, I'll tell you. You take sugar?
Yes.
You're getting on here. Hello, we're moving. Where's your tray?
Oh, dear, I've forgotten it. Now what shall I do?
There's only one thing you can do. You'll have to go round again.
Of course, if you want to go all posh and la-di-da, there's always the first-class hotel. Here you can dine in comfort and luxury and be waited on hand and foot. Have you tried it? As you try to get into the dining room, you're stopped by the restaurant manager.
For how many, please?
He speaks in cracked Italian and can't count.
I think I can just fit you in.
Just fit you in? There's only one table taken, and that's a waiter cleaning spoons.
May I have your coat, please?
Not a blind word about food, you notice. And he's not finished yet. He finds your table in the draftiest part of the room and slides your chair into position. This makes the business of sitting down a distinct embarrassment. Never quite sure whether he's going to push it under or drag it away. But you can't eat yet. You've got the head waiter to deal with. He rolls on the scene with one stop phrase. Have they taken yours? Doesn't even wait for an answer. He looks in the direction of a group of waiters at the top end talking football and snaps his fingers. This means either, there's another one out for here, Fred, or who let this twerp in? One of the waiters now does what is known as a quick dimp. And comes over, absent-mindedly flicking a few crumbs on the way. He produces a notebook and sums up the situation in one word.
Soup.
This is not a question. You've got to have it. He now disappears through the swing doors into the kitchen. And from now on, you're entirely in his hands. Might be 2 minutes, 10 minutes. He might not come back at all. You might just as well face it. You're trapped. Let's just see how long it takes him. Go on, I'll wait with you.
We have no soup. We have grapefruit.
And that's only the start of it. It's nothing to the shock you get when they present the bill. And what about the diner who discovers that he hasn't got enough money to pay? Sooner or later, he has to face the manager. And what a terrifying ordeal this can be. Now then, Mr. I hope you're not waiting to cash up. Only, I mean, put yourself in my place. Who'd have thought 8 shillings for chips? Only, I mean, see, I'm not full up even now. Or put it another way around, I mean, when he said smoked salmon, I thought he was joking. look at it this way. I mean, well, I did leave 2 sprouts. put it another way around. I mean, has he charged me for what I spilt on the cloth? I mean, you're always very welcome to a meal at our house. Have it to wash up. Mind you, it's all very well. It's all very well for the customer. But when it's all boiled down, everything depends on the people who have to prepare and cook the food. How many of us stop to think of the harmony and understanding which must exist among the kitchen staff from the chef down? Let's go behind the service doors and find out how they're going off.
I'm feeling sportsman over at this time of night. And keep her out of here. What did you call me? Go on. Just say it again in front of these others.
I never saw...
Oh, yes, you did. What did you call me?
I never...
What did you call me? What did you call me? Come near this oven again and I'll show you as a big-headed whatever it was. And put that liver down. Don't care if he has ordered it. I've not had mine yet. This apron's coming off now.
See, will you stop being so soft? Just tell me what I've got to do with table 12. Going mad out there. Found a fag end in his pudding and he wants to know what to do with it.
Well, take him a light and tell him to...
What you make it, what you like. Show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin.
Remember life that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it.
Such is life.
For the past half hour, we've been looking at life through the pages of the Al Reed Show. Al asked us to say how nice it's been sharing the fun with the Cordites, Philip Tarski and the Augmented Northern Variety Orchestra, and to thank Ken Frisk and the Headley Ward Trio for coming along and making it all worthwhile. With incidental music by Alan Ainsworth, the program was recorded, produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.